Going Green 8. Exercise 3, page 134.
The Challenge of Antarctica. The Earth's last great wilderness. A 100 years ago, the great explorers Scott, Shackleton, and Amundsen were racing to be the first to reach the South Pole. Today, the beautiful frozen continent of Antarctica is facing some very different challenges. Global warming. Global warming is nothing new. We all know that burning fossil fuels, greenhouse gases, and deforestation are causing world temperatures to rise. But over the past 50 years, Antarctica's temperatures have increased by about 3 degrees Celsius, around 10 times more than the rest of the world. As a result, glaciers and sea ice are melting, and ice shelves are breaking off into the sea, which is very bad news. If Antarctica's thick polar ice sheet eventually melts, not only will the world heat up generally, but global sea levels could rise by about 6 meters, flooding many coastal areas. This is extremely worrying, as almost every city with over 10 million people is on the coast. Another problem is that melting ice forms clouds, which leads to more snowfall. This can make life very difficult for some of the wildlife in Antarctica, such as penguins, whose eggs rot in the snow. Scientists are also worrying about rising sea temperatures. In seas just 2 degrees Celsius warmer, mollusks cannot bury themselves in the seabed, limpets cannot turn over, and scallops can't swim. These creatures are then caught more easily by predators, and the whole food chain is affected. It won't be long, therefore, before larger birds and animals such as whales, seals, and sea lions are endangered if sea temperatures continue to rise. Human impact. Antarctica isn't called the Earth's last great wilderness for no reason. No country owns it, and no native people live there. Therefore, its clean air, water, and ice make it the perfect place for scientists to carry out research. Therefore, Antarctica has become the world's largest laboratory. Many countries have set up scientific bases there, which means that the population now ranges from about 1,000 in winter to about 4,000 in summer. Also, 30,000 adventurous tourists now visit Antarctica each year. It might seem like a nice idea to visit a totally unspoilt place full of amazing scenery, wildlife, glaciers, and icebergs. But wherever there are humans, there is impact on the environment, such as rubbish, CO2 emissions from burning fuel, and pollution from boats. If we are not careful, both scientists and tourists may destroy the very qualities that draw them to Antarctica.